This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, April 26th. God's word for you today is the difference. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 16, verse 11, and it says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." Exodus chapter 33, verse 1 to 3 says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Get going, you and the people you brought up from the land of Egypt. Go up to the land I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I told them, I will give this land to your descendants, and I will send an angel before you to drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Go up to this land that flows with milk and honey, but I will not travel among you, for you are a stubborn and rebellious people. If I did, I would surely destroy you along the way." God had had enough of the people of Israel and their stubbornness. God was saying to Moses, "I will do my own part of the deal, but I can't deal with these people and their coconut heads. Don't worry, I will deliver my promise." Stubbornness is not a gift of the Spirit. God cannot stand stubborn people, people who are always grumbling. And Moses said, "We need you, not an angel. We need you, not the blessings. We need you, not the houses. We need you, not the gold. We need you, not the silver. We need you, not the resources. We need you. You are the air we breathe. If you don't personally go with us, then don't make us leave this place. We will live and die here if you are not coming." The question is, what will be your response if God said to you, "I will give you the husband, but I won't go with you. I will give you the house and the wealth you want. You want to be posting pictures from Dubai, New York, and Paris, right? If you want to be able to afford these and that, I will give it to you, but I am not coming. Don't worry, I will send an angel to go with you." Many people will be happy to go with an angel. I pray that will not be your response in Jesus' name. I pray that you will say to God, "If your presence will not go with me, then I don't want to go." Exodus chapter 33, verse 15 to 16 says, "Then Moses said, 'If you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably on me and on your people, if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on the earth. It is not the car you drive, the jewelry you have, the clothes you wear, the houses you live in that sets you apart from the people. It is the presence of God that separates you from the people. You need to come up for air. Many people are drowning. We need to refire and breathe spiritually. Take advantage of corporate spiritual seasons. Again, it is not the gold, silver, dollars, euros, or private jets that set us apart. It is God's presence that sets us apart from the people of the world." Let us pray. Father, plant and nurture me in your presence, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.